Task 2. In this section, you will hear some information about two lions, Brutus and Marina. Your task will be to decide whether the following statements are true, false, or we do not know because the text does not say, and write the appropriate letter in the boxes on the right. Write A if the statement is true, write B if the statement is false, and write C if the text does not say. First, you will have some time to look at the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then, after a short pause, you will hear the recording again, but this time we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to write down your answers. A means true, B means false, and C means that the text does not say. Now look at the task in your booklet.
It began 5 years ago when Brutus, believed to be then about 6 years old, was rescued from a circus cage barely large enough for him to turn around in the tiny village of Saint-Denis-d'Autou in northern France. When discovered by animal welfare campaigners in his lonely cage of a home, measuring just 2 square meters, his health was rapidly getting worse. Despite resistance from the circus owner, Brutus was seized by French police and taken to a temporary shelter. In April 2008, he was on his way to Shamwari, a game reserve in South Africa. There, for the first time in his life, Brutus was able to roam on a piece of land the size of a football pitch, with grass under his feet and the hot African sun beating on his back. Arriving at the same time were 2 tiny lion cub sisters, Marina and Sarnia. They had been dumped outside the home of veterinarian Monica Mințiu in the Romanian capital of Bucharest. She had bottle-fed them back to health. But as much as Monica loved them, the cubs would soon be too big for her tiny flat. She said, "They took over my life completely. They loved to cuddle up and sit on the sofa and watch TV with me." Monica believes they had been snatched from a Romanian circus where they would have been trained to perform tricks. There, in the African bush, under the guidance of Glenn Vena, an animal care manager, Marina and Sarnia were given their own enclosure, where they were quickly transformed from overgrown kittens into powerful lionesses. The following year, the decision was taken to put the 3 lions together. Glenn said, "Lions are sociable animals, and we thought it would be nice for Brutus to be with the 2 lionesses. It was always going to be risky, and at first the girls were scared of Brutus. But within a few hours, they started scrapping and rubbing up against each other. Sadly, Sarnia died in 2010. After that, the relationship between Brutus and Marina became stronger, and soon they became inseparable." Glenn said, "In my 10 years working with animals in a captive environment, I have never seen anything like it. They rest together and play together. Marina is often quite provocative, jumping towards him, tapping his face to get him to get up and chase her. He, on the other hand, watches her moving about until she lies down to rest, and then he will stretch out beside her. Brutus likes to groom her, and if he has finished his food first, he will go to where she is and wait for her to come out. Even though the 2 won't be able to produce any cubs of their own, it is a joy to see them together being so affectionate. Even being apart for a few minutes when they're fed is a big deal. It's as if they belong together."
Now listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the recording in shorter sections.
It began 5 years ago when Brutus, believed to be then about 6 years old, was rescued from a circus cage barely large enough for him to turn around in the tiny village of Saint-Denis d'Autou in northern France. When discovered by animal welfare campaigners in his lonely cage of a home, measuring just 2 square meters, his health was rapidly getting worse. Despite resistance from the circus owner, Brutus was seized by French police and taken to a temporary shelter. In April 2008, he was on his way to Shamwari, a game reserve in South Africa. There, for the first time in his life, Brutus was able to roam on a piece of land the size of a football pitch, with grass under his feet and the hot African sun beating on his back. Arriving at the same time were 2 tiny lion cub sisters, Marina and Sarnia. They had been dumped outside the home of veterinarian Monica Mințiu in the Romanian capital of Bucharest. She had bottle-fed them back to health. But as much as Monica loved them, the cubs would soon be too big for her tiny flat. She said, "They took over my life completely. They love to cuddle up and sit on the sofa and watch TV with me." Monica believes they had been snatched from a Romanian circus where they would have been trained to perform tricks. There, in the African bush, under the guidance of Glenn Vena, an animal care manager, Marina and Sarnia were given their own enclosure, where they were quickly transformed from overgrown kittens into powerful lionesses. The following year, the decision was taken to put the 3 lions together. Glenn said, "Lions are sociable animals, and we thought it would be nice for Brutus to be with the 2 lionesses. It was always going to be risky, and at first the girls were scared of Brutus. But within a few hours, they started scrapping and rubbing up against each other. Sadly, Sarnia died in 2010. After that, the relationship between Brutus and Marina became stronger, and soon they became inseparable." Glenn said, "In my 10 years working with animals in a captive environment, I have never seen anything like it. They rest together and play together. Marina is often quite provocative, jumping towards him, tapping his face to get him to get up and chase her. He, on the other hand, watches her moving about until she lies down to rest, and then he will stretch out beside her. Brutus likes to groom her, and if he has finished his food first, he will go to where she is and wait for her to come out. Even though the 2 won't be able to produce any cubs of their own, it is a joy to see them together, being so affectionate. Even being apart for a few minutes when they're fed is a big deal. It's as if they belong together."